I mean, I guess maybe it is time to freak out. I was hoping it wouldn't be. But let's see. Andrew Frieden is the NBC 12 meteorologist that we depend on in these storms. And he joins us now live to talk about this. So the Andy was just playing the clip of you saying
put the blame
you,
on put the blame on Andy. Who played the music? <That's>, is that you, John?
No, that's me.
Trey loves that.
Trey, okay.
Trey enjoys the fact that Richmonders seem to enjoy freaking out, whether they need to or not.
I gotta get the bread and milk.
You know, and if you're a business guy, you want to go invest in a grocery store right now, because I guess everybody, when they hear you, is going to go do that. So what do you think? What's going to happen?
We think that we're going to get some snow this weekend, and sort of to set the stage, we think about 4 to 6 inches across the Richmond Metro, including, you know, most of Hanover, Henrico, the city, and Chesterfield. And we think for the most part, the accumulating snow falls during the morning, daytime hours, morning Sunday through maybe early afternoon.
Okay. So we got really Saturday free, essentially.
You know, let me put a caveat on that.
Okay.
I think Saturday there could be some spotty light snow, and we wouldn't be surprised to see maybe some minimal accumulations, but it's probably really late in the day, and it's probably going to be really light, if anything. So I had someone who called me or sent me a note on Twitter, I think, and she said that her son had a birthday party Saturday, and they were thinking of canceling. And I said, no, I don't think we cancel Saturday stuff. But I think people may have trouble with their schedules on Sunday.
Okay. Is this fun, happy snow, or is this icy, wet, nasty, it messes you up for the next 3 days kind of snow?
This looks like it has the potential to be wet, although that's one of the things that we're, you know, not quite sure about at this point. You've got the dreaded rain snow line that'll likely come closer to Richmond than it did in our early December storm. In fact, we have basically southern Virginia, you know, from Emporia over to the beach and even up to Williamsburg, for the most part, just getting rain out of this, or maybe a little snow and then rain. And that rain line, we think, will push probably all the way up to the Tri-Cities and West Point, places like that. And that happens during the daytime hours on Sunday. So this kind of wet, messy snow there, and a little bit drier in Richmond, and then a whole lot drier out to the people that are listening at Louisa and out toward Cumberland, Farmville. Out there, you know, there's not really much concern that there's any rain mixing in at all.
Right.
So when we talk about Richmond, we have our forecast, and it's something that we've been talking about doing, or kind of pulling the trigger. We did it a little bit last year, but we have a forecast at 4 to 6 inches, but there's about a 10 or 20% chance on the high end, right? So, you know, it may go up to as high as 9 or 10 inches if it's colder, fluffier, and more liquid than we think. And there's also kind of the low end potential, another 20% chance that it's sort of a slushy inch or two. So although 4 to 6 inches is our forecast, there's, you know, there's ways it could mess up, as always, on the high and the low side.
Okay. When do you think you'll be able to fine-tune that a little bit?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we'll fine-tune it a ton more, but, you know, we'll get better. The storm is actually sort of developing now in the desert southwest, so the next 24 hours will tell us a lot. But we have a pretty reasonable level of confidence that we're going to get at least some snow, and it'll likely be impactful in the metro area.
And I'm on the Channel 12 website right now looking at your predicted overnight temperatures. I mean, they are... Well, yeah, below freezing Saturday. And
significantly below freezing.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know, you're talking about the same air mass that we have now sticking with us through the middle of next week. So after the snow, mid-20s, Monday morning,
so
Tuesday
morning,
19.
Does that mess up Monday?
I would think if we get this amount of snow that we think, you'd probably have at least a day or two, you know, off of public schools, and maybe longer, depending on how it works out.
How exciting. Isn't this great? You're going to know it's winter time, right? All right, Andrew Frieden, the man of the hour of the next few months.
Yeah,
NBC 12 meteorologist. Always appreciate talking to you.
And, thank you, sir.
We're making notes on what you're saying. But I guess this changes some of my plans for the weekend. Probably you too.